Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hey, folks. How you doing? Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We really appreciate you tuning in. Today is a big day as things are going down in Vatican City. And we want to provide this as a service for, we have a lot of Catholic listeners. We have Catholics all over the world. And we want to be your source for Vatican news as they select a new pope. Now, this is huge. Now, do you not follow the pope, Josh?
I do not follow the pope.
Okay. But no, I mean, you got nothing against him, right?
No.
So you want a good pope. And I think we all want a good pope because if nothing else, it makes things easier in day-to-day life. So we have set up a live microphone in the Vatican City, and we can go to it now. We're going to talk to some of the candidates for Pope, let you get to know them a little bit, and therefore help with the coverage and let you know what's going on in the Vatican. Can you bring up that microphone? We have right now Cardinal Pietro Parolin. Cardinal, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Cardinal.
Pietro Parolin.
Hello. You're the Vatican Secretary of State, are you not?
Sì, 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 Vaticano. Secretary of State.
So I guess I should start by saying pronto.
Pronto.
Now, as the Secretary...
It's a big day here today. It's a big day here.
Now, you're from Italy.
Sì.
And you are the secretary. Does that mean you handle, as Secretary of State, most of the typing at the Vatican? What does
internazionale. Affairs internazionale.
Affairs, right.
Presidente, prime minister, visit, state of visit, things like that.
Are any of the popes having affairs right now? Any of the pope candidates? The papal candidates, I should say.
Come on.
You talked about how you handle affairs. Do they, any of the papal candidates having affairs right now?
I don't understand your question. You talk sex?
Yeah, sex.
Make sex?
Sex.
That's a blasphemy. Blasphemy. No. Are you a comedian? You is a comedian? You is a pen in the... I don't know. Not a good joke. Not a good joke. No.
Okay.
This is a sacred day. This is a sacred day. I don't know why you think it's a time to make a fun of the affairs.
Put your morning
celibacy
behind you. Put your morning behind you. It's time to look forward. It's a
morning like the sun come up or morning for Francis,
like grief.
Francisco.
Yeah, grief.
What?
Grief.
Grief. Sad time, but a good time to move forward. With the Catholics around the country, there we go. And I promise I will support whoever the conclave come out with. Or my name is not Pietro Parolin.
What do your friends call you?
Peter.
Okay, Pete. Listen,
Pete. You can call me Pete.
Pete, a closing question.
My name is Peter, the meter reader.
Here we go again.
How's Jim Elliot doing?
Oh, he's great. I didn't know.
We go way back. We go way back. In fact, this bit goes way back. If I reference this duck, he's no longer on the air.
I'm curious if Jim Elliot, is he Catholic?
No, he's not. He's a Jew.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. I like all religions. Yeah. Respectamente. Or my name is not Pietro.
Now, Pete, I have one question I want to ask to all the papal candidates we speak to today. And I know you were instrumental in getting them lined up, so thank you.
Oh, you got that right.
I'm curious, are you a climber?
Rocks? Mountain?
No. Like a climber to get to be the pope. You look papal already.
Come on, it's a climber. What, like, I don't understand, a climber. What do you mean by that? I don't... English, I try my best, but a climber?
Yeah,
climber.
Like, your lack of English will work against you becoming a pope, Pete. But what a climber is someone who is relentlessly ambitious. And, you know, to be the Pope, that's like, that's the best Catholic job there is.
Yeah, that's a great observation. Thank you.
So
for
are you,
thanks
are,
for that. Is there a question somewhere in
yeah,
there?
Yeah. Are
I,
you
I don't
a climber?
Understand.
Do you aspire to be Pope? Will you do what it takes
I
to
will
win this
do,
election?
I will do whatever is necessary to serve God. I'm not trying to climb, okay? I think I know what you're meaning, okay? I don't think you got any... I think you're trying to make trouble, okay?
Hey,
I think you're trying to make trouble for all of us.
No
I
trouble, got, Pete. None
got,
at all.
I got to go.
We lost him. We lost him, that's sad. Well, that was Cardinal Pete. And I don't know if he has my vote, but right now we're joined from Hungary, Cardinal Péter Erdő.
Hello?
Hi, is this
Hello?
The Cardinal? Hi, Cardinal.
Yes, Péter Erdő.
Now, you're in from Hungary. How is that?
What do you mean, how's that?
Well,
what,
I mean...
what does that mean?
Hungary is different than Vatican City by a mile. You must be seeing some glorious sights that you're not accustomed to.
I've been to Rome multiple times. I don't understand why you think that I have not seen Rome like it's new to me.
But you've never been...
What the hell are you talking about?
You've never been... This is Rob Spear.
I was told this was Catholic Radio. We were going to do an interview about Pope.
Yeah, I have been Catholic, so it is technically Catholic Radio.
Catholic Radio? Okay. Okay. What's your question?
I don't understand.
We're very honest here at the Vatican. I have to say this. I don't like you.
What? I haven't even talked to you yet.
You seem to have an attitude, and I don't like that at all.
Okay. May I call you Pete? Because you're also named Péter.
Yeah, Péter. You call me Péter.
Should I call you Pete?
Péter,
I'm curious, in your estimation, since you're such an expert, how is the enclave going?
It's fine. You know, we put everybody's names in the big giant. Pope hat, like the one you see me wearing.
Yeah,
here.
That's a beautiful mitre, I have to say. Yeah.
And then we shake it up.
Hold
and,
it. When you shake
you
it up,
do
you
put the left foot in, put the right foot out, you take the Pope hat and you shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey, that's how it all about. That's
the movie I saw, there was a box they put the votes in. Are you saying they
put
it?
Yeah, it's a box. I'm kidding.
Oh,
you know?
I would think
my English is very good. My English is very good. So I understand you make jokes. So I make
jokes. Yeah, that's it. And you know what? Your sense of humor actually puts you ahead, I think.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So
look,
I have to ask you this question.
I am here for one reason only, and that is to serve God.
Okay.
Serve God is what I do.
That's what Pete said. So, Péter, I have to ask you.
Pete?
The other Pope, the other papal guy we talked to, Pete.
Oh, those guys are jerks.
Oh, so you have an opinion of the popes within the organization?
No. I speak out of turn. I just don't. Most of them, you know, what would be your American way of fancy guys, you know, dressy fancy.
Dandies?
The fancy lads.
Fancy
you know?
Lads, yeah.
Yeah, so, Nancy boy.
Now, my question for you, Péter.
Sure.
Are you a climber?
No. I know what you talk about. You mean like social climbing?
And you
I know English.
Catholic,
that's a stupid question. You ask a stupid question, you get a stupid answer. Okay?
All right.
A climber. I just do my job as Cardinal Péter Erdő from Hungary. I try to represent the people of Hungary and the people of the Catholic Church around the world. Don't know what you mean by climber.
I don't care one way or the other, as long as
I am able to serve God. And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the F I please.
That's an odd choice of words, Cardinal. Do you like Oreo cookies?
I do. We have a Friday night poker game here at Vatican City.
Do you tend to lose?
I do. I wish I had more skills like Matt Damon in Rounders. He's a boy, okay. Oh, my God. The other night, we were, Francis used to play way back when, you know.
That
guy could flop a nut straight like you would not believe. It's incredible. We play Hold'em most of the time, Hold'em.
Yeah. Francis, not a very good card shuffler, I bet.
Yeah, okay.
You're a jerk, and we're done with you, Peter.
You're a jerk store.
No,
you're a jerk store.
Yeah, you know what? I don't want you ever to be the top Catholic.
Oh, man, if I'm Pope, you're in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. You'll be visited by three ghosts.
Nah, that's not even your religion. You smell like cheap wine and wafers. Get out of here.
Yeah, you smell like poo.
Oh, are you going to take it to that level?
Jerk.
Well, yeah, I know. Okay, all right. Let's bring up our next. This is from Guinea, and I'm excited to talk about this guy. And to this guy, a candidate to be the Pope, Cardinal Robert Serra. How you doing, Bob?
Is this on?
Yes, it is.
Is this on?
It is. Robert Serra, you are joining us on Catholic Radio, the Mike O'Meara Show.
Oh, yeah, great to be with you. How are you?
I think I used to see you on... Didn't you do 7-Up commercials?
Shut up, Rob.
You sound like Jeffrey Holder.
No, I do not. Thank you. Thank you for identifying voice. That's great to do a bit like that. Yes, thank you. This is a colonel. Look, that's a long time ago. Long time ago. I'm a little man. I should probably have a smaller voice.
Oh, are you short?
I'm very short.
How tall are you?
4'2".
That's not very tall. Do you have a hard time finding vestments?
No. Everything custom made. Everything is custom made for me.
Who makes it?
Versace.
No kidding. I thought
Versace
it would be...
Vestments. It's a division of Versace Incorporated.
I always
it's a little bigger than the cologne wing, a little smaller than the accessory wing with purses and wallets and stuff.
I always thought there was some sort of haberdasher on staff at the Vatican.
No, we get we resurrect our own designers. That's what we have. But
go for the big hat. You wear like a beanie.
I wear the head covering. Yes.
Yes.
Serve God. Let's move on to the next guy.
All right. Let's talk to the next guy. I don't think he's a climber. Oh, now this guy. Let's see if we can't get his name right. He comes from Italy, and that won't shock you when I say we're speaking to Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzabola. Cardinal, are you there?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm so glad you took time to join us today.
It's the least I can do to help you out here.
So,
who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Rob Spiewak. I'm with the Mike O'Meara Show Catholic Radio Division.
Pier Battista Pizzabola. Nice to meet you.
Oh, that's nice to meet you, too. I see you're also a beanie pope. You don't, a papal candidate. You don't wear the tall hat. Do you look forward to advancing?
That's a brilliant observation. This is really going well. Yes, the beanie pope. That's what I am, yeah. All right, so, what can I do for you? You have specific questions about the conclave, or are you going to talk about my head cover?
I like to talk about anything. I'm just curious, why is it that you feel you need to be pope?
I don't feel I need to be pope. I'm here to serve God. Do you understand me? You know what that means? God. I don't worry about positions or titles or any of that. I don't care. I don't understand why you're obsessed with who... We're not trying to... It's not a cage match.
You know
what I mean? It's not a cage match.
No,
it's really... We are all here for one reason and one reason only, to serve God.
You're there for the enclave, and I'm curious.
Yeah, it's not the enclave. It's the conclave, you dumbass.
My question is, do you have any assistants that work with you at the Vatican? And if so, is one of them Monsignor Jughead?
I have Michael. I have three of them primarily.
Three assistants,
Michael. I have Silvio. And I have my other assistant, Paulie.
Does Paulie have a full name?
I'd rather not say.
All right.
To keep that on the QT, but they keep my schedule straight and make sure that I... don't get ripped off at dinner because, you know, if you're next to Peter or whatever the name is, the Hungarian
Peter,
guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the other night we were having biscuits with our dinner. And by the time it got to me, there was crumbs on the plate.
Right.
And I said, how many biscuits were there? They said, there were a bunch of them. I said, did he eat the whole tray?
Thank you.
You eat the whole tray? What's
Thank
going
you,
on
Cardinal.
Here? Come on.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah,
and good luck.
Glad that there's no luck involved. We're here to serve God. Thanks
a lot.
Yeah,
you're there to serve God. Yeah, I think he's a climber.
All right,
absolutely.
Later.
Bye. Later.
Later,
indeed. Oh, this is good. This is the Archbishop of Bologna, Italy, Cardinal Matteo Zuppi. How are you, Cardinal? How are things in Bologna?
Matteo Zuppi.
Now, have you always had your upper lip clouding over your bottom lip.
You're going to analyze the voice, or you're going to ask me questions, please?
Okay, here's my question for you.
Yeah.
If you were to be elected as Pope, what would be your first move?
I would go to the Orthodox. I would really fix this. But this is a problem.
I understand, you know, I've got some...
I spent a lot of time in America. That's why I don't have an Italian accent.
I don't think that works.
Sometimes the Italian accent gets a little bit boring, if you know what I mean.
One last question, Cardinal.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it true that when you were at the Vatican, you demand at every meal corn on the cob?
Corn on the cob. Yes, Maria. I eat my apples too. I'll pick a fence. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I bet he's here to serve
what
God.
What an asshole.
Okay. Oh, this guy's from Chicago. So he's an American cardinal. Cardinal Robert Francis Prevost.
Bob. Hi, Rob.
How are you, Bob?
Fine.
Do you feel like an outlier being an American in Vatican
City? No, it's just, it's a thing. It's boring.
What does that mean, it's a thing?
No, every time, I've been through it, I understand the rules. I understand how it happens. It's just, whatever happens, happens. Luck of the draw.
Well, it's
you know what I mean?
Like,
luck of the draw.
It's not like that at all. Don't you know
Chicago,
about
Chicago, Chicago, a hell of a town.
Don't you know? You're sort of a showbiz
player. Oh, I've been told I have a beautiful singing voice.
Yes, well.
When you fall in love, it won't be forever. Oh, it's very exciting. Very exciting to be part of
it. As the representative of Chicago, can you get a decent slice over there?
Oh, yes. It's the originator. That, if you go to Florence, it's where they invented pizza. And, of course, I serve God, and I don't care who wins, because it doesn't matter to me, because I'm part of the giant tour bus fortune.
Okay. Thank you, and good day to you, sir.
Thanks, bye, Rob.
I said good day. Thank you. From the Philippines, this guy, I think he's got the inside track, and we'll ask him about it. Cardinal Luis Antonio Tegel. Cardinal.
Buenos dias.
How are you?
Como está?
Do you have the inside track to become Pope? That's what I'm hearing.
I'm here for one reason, and really is to serve God.
Serve God, I know.
That's what I want to do. I want to serve God. All that matters to me. Yeah. I don't have any... that's not what we're here for. You seem to don't understand
right.
that we are here, and it's the will of the Almighty as to who becomes the Pope, and that's when you see the white smoke come out of the chimney, and there's a camera that is on the chimney that will go black if we don't have a decision, white if we do. When you see the white smoke, whoa!
Do you handle the burning of the ballots?
Not.
Who does?
I wait in the waiting room. We all go into the waiting room. We try not to argue with each other.
Does the waiting room, can you smoke in there?
No, estoy enfermo en el gabinete. Wait, what's that?
Do they still have ashtrays in the Pope waiting room?
Oh, yeah, we all smoke. No. Yeah.
Do you smoke
it's
a
Europe.
Pipe?
It's Europe. Come on now, okay?
What are you, cigarettes, pipe, cigar?
Cigarette.
Cigarette, what brand?
Marlboro Lights. Very, very busy. Very busy.
Very, very, very busy.
See,
all right. Weren't you one time chastised for lighting your cigarette from one of the altar candles?
Yes.
That's not good.
When you got the craving, you got the craving. That's what I did. Okay.
Okay. And you're here to serve God?
Serve God.
All right.
Everybody.
Thank you, Cardinal. Yeah,
whoever
good day
wins,
to
wins. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Now, this I look forward to because the French are a fun people. And from Paris, France, we have Cardinal Jean-Marc Avalon. Hello, Jean-Marc. Hello? Jean-Marc? Are you... Did we wake you?
No. Hello?
Jean-Marc.
I'm here.
This is Rob Spiewak from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bonjour.
Catholic Radio.
Bonjour.
Pronto to you. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Bonjour.
Is it true
bonjour.
You're going to bring some of the French aesthetic to the papacy?
The French aesthetic is well known throughout the world, and anything I can do to, but that's not why I'm here. I'm here to serve God.
Serve
that's
God, yeah.
Reason. That's why I'm here.
When you meet a parishioner and you're you give them a loving kiss as a greeting and as a blessing.
What's that supposed to mean, a loving kiss?
I don't kiss parishioners.
Come on.
Not even on the forehead. Come on.
Little kids, something like that. Yeah, no, now you're going to go down that road, right?
No, kids.
Is that what you're going to do? You're going to talk about the kids, the kid touch?
You're running around. No, kid touch.
I know you are. Yeah. I make meals with the left of the Cardinals because I have skills, the French skills in the kitchen. I make the coquille Saint-Jacques, the bourguignon, and all the other wonderful things, you know.
Do you smoke?
Oh, excuse me. That was rich brown sauce.
I'm looking at you right now on the monitor, and you're wearing sort of a pink dress with a lot of lace.
Pink dress? Are you kidding me? That's the robe. Those are vestments. What is wrong with
What's
you?
With
you
the
don't
lace?
Have a. You are such an American pig.
I am an American pig.
Yeah, you're an American pig. Mm-hmm. You don't get it, right?
Yeah.
You really
don't.
Is
it hard to break wind in a dress?
No.
Is it different?
There's an expression I know you use in the United States. I will use it with you. As a matter of fact, you can sing a Tom Petty. Yeah?
Yes.
Tom Petty? You know Tom Petty?
Of course.
Yeah. I'm free balling. Thank you. That's what we do.
And you're here to serve God?
Bonjour.
Jean-Marc, serve God, right? All right, thank you. So at least they have someone to cook with, Josh. One left. All right, let's bring him up.
Hello, Rob.
Let me introduce you, okay?
Hello.
From the United States.
Yes.
President Donald Trump.
Hi, Rob. Yes, they're considering me. For the position. I probably can't, but I would if they decided to pick on me, I probably couldn't say no. The question people ask me, can you do the president and the pope at the same time? Well, it'd be very busy. But I probably would do that. You know, I probably did. It doesn't matter. I think we could do that. I think I could probably do the Pope job and the presidency simultaneously. It's a lot.
It's a lot to do.
Mm. It really is. And I love power. I love power. To have the power of religion and the power of the powerful government behind me would be great, Rob, if
what
I could do it.
I
don't know if I'd say yes. I don't know if I'd say no. I don't know whether I would say I'll do it or I won't do it. It might be a negotiation. We might just say, look, I'll do it if you can put some of your reserves in the United States Treasury. I'm not sure exactly how that would work. But if they really, really like me, and I know they're going to like me. You know they like me. They all like me. All
of
the
course.
Cardinals like me. Everybody in the world likes me. And that's what I have to do. I have to decide whether, what do you prioritize? 50% of the time in Rome, 50% of the time in the United States, but I've got a lot to do. It's all beautiful. Everyone knows my first 100 days were spectacular. They were beautiful. They were wonderful. They were great. I understand that, and of course, I'd be a great pope. I'd be a great pope. I would. The first thing I would do, I would the Atlantic Ocean. I would name the Sea of Catholics.
The Sea of Catholics.
Yeah, that's what it would be. The Sea of Catholics would be fantastic. And if you didn't like that or you voted against it, I'd send all the other cardinals to Alcatraz. That's what I do. I send them all to Alcatraz. Yeah, that's what I would do. Yeah.
You certainly have prepared a lot of remarks, and I appreciate
it. Now, the thing
that
I can't stand is the celibacy. I don't know if I could do the celibacy. I've heard that you can do it after the fact, but I'm not sure. Right now, if they'd ask and they were nice, and they were decent to me, I would probably say, yes, I can do that. I can be Pope and I can be President. No other person would ever be considered to be Pope and President at the same time. But the job I've done as President, coming back, greatest political comeback in history.
Right, greatest.
The greatest political comeback in history. And, of course, that's an amazing accomplishment. So I always look in the mirror in the morning. I wake up and I say, you could be Pope. You could be anything you want to be. It might cut into my golf, but I don't care. I'm the kind of guy that can get out of a car, get into the golf cart, and immediately I can shoot 3 under par. That's it. Then the thing that would be the same thing with golf. I'm not sure what kind of golf courses they have in Italy. I'm not sure.
I think the Vatican Rome Club might have that.
I'm really not sure. How you been, Rob? I have to mention one thing.
This
is a very special place. The furniture that I've decorated in the White House and the ones that I have in Trump Tower, It's nicer. And I didn't think I could find that. The gold, oh my God. I mean, look at the throne I'm sitting on right now. Yeah. I would love to have that. I wish we had more of that type of look in the Oval Office. But you know the guy that came before me? He didn't care. He didn't care. He just gave him a cloth couch and he's happy. But I would love to do both. It would be special to do both. You know, I like power. I really like Catholics. They're great people. They confess. They confess when they've got a problem. That's That's a great thing to do.
Do you confess? I know you.
No, I don't. In order to confess, you have to have something to confess about. I don't have anything to confess about. I don't have anything to confess about at all. Why? You only confess if you sinned. And to the best of my knowledge, I've looked back on my career. I've never sinned. I've never sinned once in my life.
God
That's
bless
the
you.
Thing about it. I have always been honest. I never lie. There's no point in lying. It really is the sinning is the one thing that that I do like. If you sin, confess. That's what kind of religion does that, right? Isn't that great? You do something, you blow up a building, you come right in the next day, you say, Father, I blew up a building, I'm sorry, confess, and now get on that plane and go to Alcatraz.
Now,
because you're locked up. You're locked up for coming across our borders. Now, I'd shut down the borders to Vatican City. You ever see that square? That St. Peter's Square? That's a nightmare for security. You can't have security. You can't really have security if you're in St. Peter's Square. I just don't think it's going to work. I really don't. I think it's going to be a nightmare. I really do. And that Pope Mobile, I mean, how ridiculous is it? It looks like a child's toy.
Yeah,
it looks
like
a child. I like metal. I like being, I love my limousines. I love the limousines. The presidential limousines, the greatest in the world. Thick metal, bomb-proof. Bomb-proof as well.
What about the glass on the presidential limousine?
The glass, thick is, just super thick. You still see out of it and see in it, so I can wave, but, you can't shoot it. Doesn't work like that.
Like
so
with
that's
a gun,
it.
You can't shoot
so
it.
So I shut down St. Peter's Square. You get an exclusive. If you want to pay, you can come see me. You can say, see the Pope, see the President. President Pope Donald Trump. That's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Yeah, I like that. Pope Trump. Yeah, go ahead,
when
Rob.
When you were inaugurated and you had to bring in your cabinet, there is a cabinet that they have at the Vatican called the Tabernacle.
Yeah, I understand. What I've heard, I couldn't be Pope Donald. That's a sticking point for me. Pope Donald would have a beautiful ring to it. There would be a better, there'd never be no better name than Pope Donald. But they tell me you have to come up with other names of saints. That's how you're supposed to do it. You pick a saint.
How about Mary?
Saint Mary. Pope Mary. No, that's not going to work. I don't think that's going to work. I'm trying to think. If they let me be Pope, I'll pick a special name. Let's see. Pope.
Elon?
Pope Elon. Pope Elon. Was Elon a biblical name? I'm not sure. I don't know whether it's a biblical name.
You've never read the Bible.
I have no idea. Pope Johnny. You think I know there's been a Pope. I know there's been a Pope John. How about a Pope Johnny? Would a Pope Johnny work? That would be special.
Pope Johnny the First.
Pope Johnny the First. That's got a very nice ring to it. I like Pope Johnny. Now, I won't do it if I can't be Johnny. I don't want to be a John or a Jonathan. I want to be a Johnny. Pope Johnny Trump. Pope
and
Johnny Donald Trump.
What will
Trump.
Be the basis of your, it's a different platform than being president. What's the platform of your papacy?
The platform of my papacy? All Catholics must pay. You got to pay your share if you're going to be a good Catholic. I mean,
ACMG.
Really, don't they talk about that? You remember the collection plate? I've seen the collection plate. It's not enough. Put a $5 bill in. How's that supposed to sustain anything? Especially when you've got an entire Vatican to run. I would say, what are the Protestants tithe, right? Don't they tithe?
10%
How about a tithe? How about a percentage of your income, and then that you'd make the Catholic Church make it great again. You'd make it fabulous. It would be great if everybody paid more. It would be special. Then we wouldn't have to ride around that little square in that silly toy car. That's going
to
stop anybody. Come on, all right? Really, give me a break.
Do you love the collection plate, though?
I love the collection plate. I love collecting. I love collecting. I love the idea of collecting, and I love my friends. Coming to visit and paying.
Who would be a good friend that could come visit you in the Vatican?
I would like to change the name. If they came to visit, it would be Vatican Alago. Vatican Alago or Mar-a-Lago, Italy. Mar-a-Lago, Italy. It's an Italian name.
Yeah,
I think it would work. Don't you think it would be fabulous?
Do you speak any Italian?
Hold on. Just a second. I'm getting another call.
Oh, he's getting another call. He loves being on the phone, Josh.
Tell Pete Hegseth that he's got to kiss my ass some other time. Thanks. Back. All right. Oh, that Pete Hegseth with his tattoos and everything. Oh, my God. It's a nightmare. It's
driving me out of
my mind.
Do you think tattooing is a sin?
No, I wouldn't make that a sin. I would take a lot of sins away.
Oh, what would you avoid?
Adultery, number one. Adultery is not a sin. It's not a sin. I mean, you see a beautiful woman, I can't help myself. I kiss her. I kiss her. And, you know, when you're Pope, they let you grab them. You know,
I know. Yeah, I'm not going to condone that.
I got to run. I just think it's a... Look, if you want to send a note, I'm not telling people to do this, but if you like to, perhaps that's in your heart that you'd like to, you know, write the Vatican and say, hey, you know, I know you're in between a rock and a hard place with the death of Francis, but how about a little vote or two for me, right? Yeah. You can't do worse. Fantastic. Vatican Alago and you are there the Gulf of Catholics. What's that?
Are you there to serve God?
I don't know if it's nice to say that. I don't think that's not nice. I don't want to say I'm here to serve the person that matters most.
And
that's what I'm here for.
Who is the person?
I gotta run. That's a silly question. You're fake news. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.
That's the current president and perhaps future pope of the entire Catholic Church, Donald John Trump. That was exciting to speak to all of those Vatican hopefuls. I wonder if any of them will win. How did we get the panel of them, Josh? Were they the top?
See, I really wanted him to take it to the commercial. But
I
that's
saw
okay.
you waving.
Yeah, I know. He didn't.
I was waving.
No, I didn't have your picture. I couldn't see you to wave.
I'm here.
Okay, I can see you now. Would you like to go to spots?
I'd like to go to spots like
we
I wanted
shall.
To
and,
before. Thank you, Rob.
And I apologize
well
for not seeing you.
Thank you very much.
You
all
know
right,
what? I
good.
Don't believe the sincerity of that.
Thanks. Let's there it is.
Promo here.
There it is. Here. All right, fantastic.
And turn off your other microphone.
It. Thank you. Why don't you worry about your own board? Thank you very much, okay? Worry about your own board.
I worry about everything.
This past Saturday at Jimmy's was legendary.
We were there.
If you've got a case of FOMO, my friend, we've got your cure. The latest bonus show is taped live at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, the entertainment capital of Northern Virginia.
There it is!
With a hat contest, Michael working the room, a trombone playing Joel Rogers lookalike, and Jimmy Cerino on the mic with the world's loudest PA system.
If you were there, just thank you so much.
Only subscribers get it at MikeOmaraShow.com. Grab one episode or go all in with a yearly dose of premium funny. And hey, still got FOMO? Get a deposit in by May 15th for the TMOS cruise in December and hit the high seas with your TMOS family. Trombones are optional.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the problem with body care stuff. Boring is a big pile of yawn. Men's products need more variety. That's why I love Cremo. You deserve freedom from sweat and stink. Cremo's deodorant is designed to provide men with 48-hour odor protection. Cremo products are all barber-grade and made with pride, professionalism, and passion to guarantee you quality without compromise. Elevate your deodorant experience with Cremo's two latest signature scents. Italian Bergamot is bright, fresh, robust. That's the one I use. Palo Santo is deep, smoky, and refined. A lot of those cardinals use that. Both great. Remember, deodorant isn't just for smelling good. The scent you choose sets the tone of how you present yourself. Cremo helps men make an unforgettable impression every time. I love this stuff. I wish you could smell me right now. Turn some heads with your manly aroma every time I walk into a room. All the women text me tasteful nudes. Not
they
true.
Do.
Usually
true.
Of themselves because I smell so good, son. Head to Target or Target.com to find Cremo's new line of antiperspirants and deodorants in the Italian Bergamot and Palo Santo scents. Once again, that's Target or Target.com. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We're moving right along here on the show. Let's get right to the news today. This is like, we should rehearse more. That's all I have to say. We should probably rehearse more.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't.
The did new specialty popcorn bucket fad is, it's kind of annoying. But it comes to fruition.
Well,
anything theaters can do to actually move the meter.
They will never be as funny as the Dune bucket. And the Dune Bucket sort of changed the whole scheme.
Because the Dune Bucket was shaped like the pocket.
Yeah, it was dirty.
All right, well, so the bucket that Regal Cinemas came up with for Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which, by the way, I'm not an action-adventure person, but it does seem like it might be okay. I think I might be interested in taking Michael to that.
That's so.
But it makes you wonder if you need to watch all the other Mission Impossibles.
Probably not.
Because the latest trailer showed a lot of clips from the old ones.
So flashback type of things, maybe?
I don't know if it's flashbacks or... But they're trying to say this whole thing builds to this.
I've never seen one of the Mission Impossible movies. Are they usually
You've never seen any of them?
There's been like nine of them.
Yeah. Are they usually
self-contained? No, you're not rushing through this one. You have never been to a Mission Impossible film of any kind. You've never seen it on TV. You've never looked at it for 5 seconds.
Mm-mm. I mean, I've seen commercials of like him doing his incredible spots.
But you saw the original
stunts. Yeah. No, I watched the old show, of course. Everyone watched the old show. But are the movies like self-contained or do they lead into each other?
They are self-contained.
Okay, so I doubt you have to see the previous to enjoy this one.
Well, the bucket fad.
You should check one out.
Yeah, you should try it. It's apparently a nod to the last movie, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, where Tom Cruise has to get a special key to control a dangerous artificial intelligence entity. So I guess you have to open the popcorn with a key. It doesn't say. They don't give you that detail. I guess they're trying to get people to come into the theater. So The Final Reckoning hits theaters on May 23rd.
Before he died, William Castle, the great horror movie entrepreneur and gimmick guy, wanted to do it for House on Haunted Hill. He wanted to give out like 1 million keys to a house, and then one of the keys would work, and you'd get to keep the house. So that never came to pass. But
that's like our little car promotions we used to do at WAVA.
But on a much bigger scale.
Yeah, because I remember the greatest moment ever was giving away a Porsche and, the second person with 40 people waiting in line, second person started it.
Yeah.
And then we had to go through everybody. It was a big letdown. So William Castle, come in, William Castle.
See, they still wanted to try their keys knowing it wasn't going to work.
It was part of the rules of the game. Everyone had to prove.
After we got the person to win, and it literally fired up the car, everybody else had to try their key to make sure there were no duplicates. Don't ask me why.
Lawyer
it was
stuff.
Contest rulings, and I didn't care for it. Squeezing blood out of the turnip, I think they've done it enough, but they're doing it again. The families of Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi are actually planning a full-on universe in the coming years that include TV shows, movies, music, and live events around the Blues Brothers.
They saying the family of Dan Aykroyd when Dan Aykroyd is still alive?
Because perhaps they're all involved in it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Could be.
It kicks off with a graphic novel called The Blues Brothers, The Escape of Joliet Jake. Are they tying into the Marvel thing? Is that what they're trying to
maybe,
do?
Maybe, but also think about it. The whole thing about the Blues Brothers, Mike, you were there. You can agree with me. It was the
music. First movie was fun.
Yeah, it was about the music and the car chase. And what are two things you could never do in a graphic novel? Music and a car chase.
But here, the thing about the Blues Brothers is the bit was okay on Saturday Night Live. The music was okay.
I would describe it more than okay. I think it was great.
In its day, it was. But really, the musicianship of the band, the Saturday Night Live band, all of those cats, as I like to call them, they were good. But the performances, they were still novelty performances.
Yeah, they were good.
And they were, for a very brief period of time, they were the hottest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. It was television. It was movies. It was an album. And it was a smash. And that was the pinnacle.
I agree.
And ever since that time, they have been trading on that forever. And, we'll have to wait and see. But I don't know.
A graphic novel doesn't seem like your kickoff to big movies and TV shows.
Yeah. It seems like a cheap entry to introduce the universe.
Dan Aykroyd will have editorial oversight and will write a foreword for the book. Belushi's been gone since 82, so I don't know what's going to happen. All right, we have discussed this, Rob. You and I, neither of us, are big fans of Smokey Robinson, isn't that right?
I think he is more of a businessman than a performer, and he's very important to Motown overall, but if you put him up against the other Motown singers, not that great.
Wouldn't you think that when a person hits the octogenarian mark, 80, that anything sorted, I mean, it's an awful long statute of limitations, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
You would think that there wouldn't be any hanky-panky.
You know, this is really making me interested. Please proceed.
85-year-old, that's how old he is, 85-year-old Smokey Robinson and his wife Frances are facing sexual misconduct allegations.
Frances?
Former housekeepers, four of them, are suing them for sexual battery, assault, false imprisonment, gender violence, creating a hostile work environment, and more. They are seeking at least $50 million in damages. The women worked for Smokey and Frances between 2012 and 2024.
So this is recent.
This is last year.
God.
It's amazing. They each claim to have been raped by Smokey multiple times during their employment and say they had to let him or they'd lose their jobs. They claim Frances knew what was going on and didn't do anything to stop it, and they also claim that Frances was a horrible boss. 85 years old and now at the end of the road dealing with that.
That is horrifying, and you know what else? That is disgusting.
And $50 million is really low.
Yeah.
For four people.
It is.
That's like 12 and a half each.
But it means that if it's working for him up until 2024, more detail as far as to when this happened, when it went on. When you have essentially live-in help.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger dealt with this.
That's true.
The temptation of being all-powerful, controlling their financial life, controlling whether they're employed or not, it's different than when you're, say, although it can happen, when you're a boss in an office or some environment like that.
Also,
but when it's a domestic worker, you know, and they're live-in, it's gross.
And Smokey also hasn't had a lot of people tell him no in a long time. He's probably very used to getting his way, and that doesn't excuse it at all. At all.
You but know the hits. What are the hits he had? Because I didn't like any of the songs.
Going to a Go-Go, Mickey's Monkey, Ooh Baby Baby, Love Machine. And also he wrote a lot of songs, too.
I didn't like him. There's just something. Tax of my tears.
Yeah, he is.
That's
not
the big hit, right?
What
there.
You do is if you compare him, there's a movie called The Tammy Show where it records 60s people and it was a concert. Compare him to Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye is such a marvelous singer, and Smokey has got marvelous arrangements.
Well, I mean, it's the falsetto all the time with Smokey.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But 85 years old and still dealing with this at essentially the end of your life, that's weird. So
I wonder how old Frances is.
Probably younger, I would
think so. It can't be the first.
I'm going to play a clip for you right now. You've heard it. You love it. Here it is.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.
God, yes. I love her.
She is set to host the ACM Awards on Thursday, and she's also celebrating her 50-year anniversary in the country music industry. She was first discovered by, why does that make you laugh?
Because she wants you to think she's like 48 or 50, but you know now she ain't. Because when she's on...
Who's older, Smokey Rock? There's nothing better than finding a great cigar at an even better price. And that's why I love Thompson Cigar. They've been around since 1915, so they know a thing or two about cigars. Whether it's a quick five-pack for the weekend or joining one of their value clubs, Thompson makes it easy to save while enjoying top-notch cigars. Thompson also has one of the largest humidors in America, so they guarantee fresh cigars shipped right to your door every time. Thompson's knowledgeable team is available to help you find the perfect cigar, and their expert curated and customer curated clubs make discovering new cigars fun and affordable. With a 100% satisfaction guarantee, Thompson ensures you'll enjoy every cigar you order. Light 'em up! Visit ThompsonCigar.com today and explore their incredible selection of cigars and unbeatable deals. Enjoy up to 20% off orders of $75 or more. That's ThompsonCigar.com and use code TMOS at checkout. Discover why Thompson has been America's humidor since 1915. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who trust Thompson for quality, value, and exceptional service. Some exclusions apply.
Visit thompsoncigar.com/TMOS or use the code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your order of $75 or more.
Robinson or Reba McEntire?
Oh, Smokey. But Reba, I mean, if she, this is her 50th, she's got to be at least 68 or 70, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
She was Happy's Place, it's on Friday nights on NBC, but you can stream it the next day on Peacock.
70 years old.
70 years old. 70 years young. Hey,
her entree.
I'll start saying this more and more often. That's not old.
Like, she got her start in the business as a Smokey Robinson's maid.
She was first discovered by country star, I don't know this name, and I worked in the format for a while, Red Steagall, S-T-A-G-A-L-L.
No idea.
Do you know that guy?
No.
He saw her perform the national anthem at the National Finals Rodeo all the way back in 1974.
That's when rodeo was young, Mike.
Red then helped Reba record her first demo, and eventually got her signed to Mercury Records. In the 50-plus years since that time, Reba has won 16 ACM Awards, 15 American Music Awards, 9 People's Choice Awards, 6 CMAs. What's the difference between the ACM and the CMAs?
Different organizations.
Academy of Country Music and Country Music Awards, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yes. I think the CMAs might have been started by Dick Clark.
Okay. 3 Grammys. She's also got 3 Grammys. Mm-hmm. She's also a TV star and one of the best hosts out there. Tremendous career. Says Reba.
Well, I mean, she's not much of a host, really, is she?
I think she's wonderful.
And
I
Red,
hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
What's that, Josh?
And Red is known for his wonderful Texas swing dance music.
I love Texas swing. I really do. I'm trying to think of the Texas swing band that I used to love.
The Turtles?
Oh, no, stop it. No, they were a Texas swing, Asleep at the Wheel.
I remember that you would talk about
Do you
about
have any
them.
Asleep at the Wheel?
Let me look. I don't know, but
no,
I know
won't.
You've mentioned them.
But Asleep at the Wheel, one of my all-time
and
favorites.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Cowboy Jazz was another one, a local one that I love. And it's kind of swing with the country feel.
Mm-hmm.
Little bluegrassy. I like that. By the way, Billy Strings, my new pick to click. I love that guy. I want to see more of him. He's fantastic. So congratulations to Reba. That's good news for her.
Everything good could come to her. She's a wonderful person. She's my favorite.
All good things, Rob, as Don Rickles would say. Finally today, 55-year-old Victoria Vidal got, what a great name.
That is.
Wow. Victoria Vidal. That sounds like a star. Well, she got pulled over near Akron, Ohio on Monday for an outstanding warrant. She was also driving on a suspended license, but none of that really matters.
Right.
It's in the news because one of the passengers in her car was a pet raccoon. And
I hate raccoons.
She got busted because the raccoon pulled out a meth pipe and the raccoon tried to smoke it. Even the cops couldn't keep a straight face on this. Let's check out the video of Victoria's raccoon. We've got a video segment for you here, so check that out.
Hold on. The raccoon has her meth pipe.
As what?
Oh my god!
Her meth pipe. For it. Onion, that's evidence now.
Oh, I don't want him to have.
Well,
that.
That's why I'm gonna do it. Hey, buddy.
Huh?
It's okay.
Where's the pipe?
Okay,
we'll
you're
pipe
on. He'll be here in 2 minutes. I'm right across from my office.
God.
Yeah, okay. This is what she's smoking meth in.
Okay.
Raccoon right. play with
it's like
her
a nice car.
All right.
Yeah, if you look carefully, you'll see that the panel on the passenger side door is gone.
Oh, there's no way. He's trying to smoke it.
All right. Thanks.
There's no way. All right. All right. Enough fun and games.
Yeah, let's take her to jail. Oh, man.
I'm glad they sent out the
hell.
The 15-year-old police force for that.
I have told you that my sister dated a guy that had a pet raccoon.
That's not okay.
Scatter, I think, was the... Or was that Elvis's
that
monkey?
That was Elvis's monkey.
All right. Chatter, but, maybe, or something.
Yeah, you know what about raccoons? They're evil and they're vermin, and they will get you. And the only reason he's smoking crack is God gave them thumbs for some unknown reason.
It's very, very cute.
I'm just glad to see a police officer having fun.
We have many nice stories of them. They certainly get hassled enough. They really do. And some
fun
of them we
the
know.
Fun is the best thing to have.
Fun is the best thing. One report said the cop took the first meth pipe away, and that's when, Chewy, you saw that there, grabbed the second pipe and tried to smoke that one instead. I hope she's not given the rodent meth.
The rodent, the vermin, the tragic vermin is just smelling the pipe. It doesn't have the suction availability to smoke crack like that or meth or whatever.
She's facing charges for felony drug possession. Chewy is fine. Police said they were checking to see if Victoria had the proper permits to legally own a raccoon.
I didn't know that raccoons required a permit, but I still think it should be illegal. They're bad.
You can have
animals.
A kid. You can have a human baby without
anybody
a permit.
Anybody can. Anyone.
But you got to go through hoops to have that raccoon, especially if you're going to feed it meth.
And that's do need, if you're going to give your child meth, you need a permit for that. That varies state to state.
Amen. Speaking of wildlife, we've got a Florida wildlife update when we come back. Great. That is not all that funny, but it's sure interesting. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. And before we tell you about our sponsor, I do want to mention that we are really trending on TikTok. We're very excited about it. Here's what I want you to do. Carla told me to do this.
Okay.
We need hearts. Get your heart on. We want the hearts. So if you're on TikTok and you're following this show live right now on TikTok, we want tons of hearts. Am I asking for it the right way, Josh?
Yeah, I think
as
so.
As I learn about things that have been around
you
for 150 years.
You go watch us live on TikTok. It costs you nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tap the screen, and it gives us hearts.
And the more you do that, the more this goes out to more people on TikTok. Mm-hmm. That's the way I understand it.
Share the love, baby.
Don't be like him. It's a new thing. It's okay to change. Change is good. You know, it's fine. You have a little tone of resignation. Yeah, that's what I'm told.
No.
Just because it's not your idea, that's okay. You know, we're just trying to grow
like
the
TikTok.
Show.
I just don't know how TikTok works.
Obviously, there are differences.
I'm trying to figure it out.
If you hit the love, let's have Rob do an appeal for it. Rob, do a TikTok appeal for hearts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I know that there are thousands, dozens of thousands of people out there that are scrolling TikTok needlessly without finding anything they like. You're going to find some of our content. I don't even need you to watch all of our content.
I just
need you to click love.
Restriction.
What's that?
We did?
Because of the meth pipe.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
We're still live, but we have a warning, apparently.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll stop talking about
that. So we'll stop talking about that. But it's very important. If you want to get the word of the show.
We're done with that. I want to move on right now. Thank you.
Okay.
It's Mike O'Mara here. Let me brag on Carla for a second. She's absolutely crushing it as she helps people look and feel amazing. At Dermglow, it's all about real skincare, clinical-grade products, customized treatments, and results you can see. But Carla's also your go-to for weight loss and wellness. Being a telehealth connector, she can hook you up with GLP-1s. Those are the game-changing meds everyone's talking about to lose serious weight. Plus, there's NAD Plus for energy, glutathione for detox, and more. All doctor-approved and shipped right to your door. The best part, it's fast, easy, and there are payment plans so anyone can do this. No huge upfront cost. You take a quick quiz, you get approved, and it comes right to your home. Go to DermGlowSkin.com right now. Whether it's for skin, weight, or wellness, Carla's got your back. That's DermGlowSkin.com. And yes, tell her Mike sent you. Mike, that's me, bitches. No, Rob, the reason I cut you off is that when they do that, I don't know whether they're doing it because we did something besides that. Josh says it's the other thing.
It was a warning for the meth pipe.
You're allowed
because
to.
Of drug content.
Yeah,
because
you're
of
allowed drug content. To so ask for following, but not.
We're live, but restricted or something.
I don't know. All right. So give us a heart if you get a chance.
Please.
You were talking about the raccoon and that you don't like raccoons.
Right.
I lived in the country when I grew up. It was a small town. It was not a developed small town. And like many small towns around cities, my city was Hartford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. It now has changed dramatically with development after development after development. I have always wondered.
Does that piss you off?
You live in one, Josh lives in one, I live in one. I have to tell you that sometimes, mm-hmm. and this might be getting older, I say to myself, when you see the way we build properties
mm-hmm.
and homes now, it always makes me curious why we live the way we do. because we seem to like to live on top of one another in the suburbs. If you're in a city, I get that. Mm-hmm. You're living next to people. It's crowded. That's the way it goes. But when you get outside, even when I was in a, quote, suburb back in the day, we had more open space than we had homes. Mm-hmm. And I wish sometimes that all of our development around cities were...
This is Mike that? As a youth. Look at him.
He's not
see
that
him
rural.
Running through the
is
meadow.
Is that Little House on the Prairie?
It is. I remember when your father and your mother would pull up in the coach, and you and Kathy would frolic through the meadow.
We had a lot
Poor Kathy
of,
would fall down in the tall grass.
We had. I remember growing up, we had raccoons, and we ended up getting like bungee cords to put over our trash bags because the raccoons, Rob mentioned, with the thumb.
Yeah, they can do it.
Actually lift the top off the garbage can to get into the garbage.
And you would you ever like shoot or get the raccoon, or would you just prevent them?
No, the only thing we do was trying to prevent them. And I
because you didn't. I know back then, Mike, it was common to eat them.
Yeah, when we with our Western boots
yeah.
in New England.
Well, what would happen is you would call Mr. Garvey to come over.
Right.
And then you could end Mr.
Dispatch
Edwards,
this raccoon.
And if you could bleed out this raccoon, we're making stew.
No, they were a curiosity more than they were a nuisance.
And you
because
know,
we were kind of, thought it was kind of cool that we had
But them. We were more than, a, for us, it was much more than a nuisance because, you know, growing up on the farm, raccoons
right. and you were
just,
and you lived right next to the city of Washington, D.C.
Oh, a couple miles you know, away, yeah. A
couple of miles away, and it was, but it's rural back in those
and
days.
And the raccoons would come. We gardened. We sold produce. My first job was at a vegetable stand, and they would destroy corn. And they were not only just relentless about doing it, they were smart about doing it. Like, you know, corn, there's like a certain number of days. I think it's 92 for it to mature.
90 and, days, Jerry.
And they would know when the corn was just ready to pull, and we'd go down there, and hundreds of stalks would have been stripped of corn. So my grandfather's solution, Josh, do you know this tale?
I do.
Okay, my grandfather would put out
I was
radios
just waiting for you to get to it
to talk stations to scare them away. So they were not just a nuisance for us; they were an enemy we fought. So much more than a curiosity you know, for us.
And because of the suburbs and pushing all these wildlife
right.
out, there was a news story this morning. Last night I should have sent you, Rob, mm-hmm. where a black bear is loose in downtown St. Augustine.
Okay, you've got a black bear there. I've got my story is a bear story here today too. My Florida wildlife update. I'll give you the headline: 89-year-old mm-hmm. Florida man and his pet dog killed in suspected bear mauling. The fatal attack reportedly occurred on the morning of Monday. It was May 5th. Mm-hmm. And, well, let me give you the details. A man and his pet dog have been found dead after a suspected bear mauling that could mark the first fatal attack in Florida history.
Wow.
Now, I know that we're all scared and wary of grizzly bears, but I think with black bears, if you see them at a distance, I know that down at Happy Valley, they get them all the time, and they kind of like it's, once again, a curiosity.
Sure.
At around 7:07 local time on Monday, Collier County, that's next to me.
That's a
the
great
sheriff's
county.
Office,
yeah.
And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission responded to the call at the property. This is the amazing thing about the story. It sounds to me, with this news story, that the bear actually went into the guy. The guy lived in a trailer, and the bear went into his trailer.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Black bears are not the kind that attack. They're just as happy to get away, right? And grizzlies are more likely to attack.
Do you remember when the guy was in the hunting stand and he's up in a tree
and
you hear that
climb.
Bear go, and it's nose to nose with him. Let me see. It says the bear involved might still be in the area. I don't have an update on this.
Well, the bear will probably go back home when it gets warmer down there, right?
I don't know.
Is he just in for the winter?
Do you think it's the same black bear that's up here?
No, probably. Couldn't travel that far, Josh. Don't think it's possible.
I've seen bears on motorcycles and circuses, Mike. It could be the same bear.
Okay, here's more detail from our local Fox station down here. Let me see. All right, so camper was destroyed. 911 caller describes scene after suspected bear attack. They've obtained 911 calls. According to a report from the sheriff's office, the grandchild said the bear killed the dog in front of the house. And he lives in a trailer on the property. And let's see.
Was it a meth bear?
Cocaine said, bear.
He lives in a trailer.
That's fake. That's on TV.
His whole camper was destroyed.
That's
he's not in there. He's 89 years old. He can't run. He literally can't even walk without falling over, so he's infirmed, obviously. The granddaughter told deputies on scene the last time she saw her grandfather was 7:30 p.m. on Sundays. When they arrived, the trailer was in disarray. The mattress was off the bed. Items were scattered throughout the trailer. They just found his pants, wallet, and shirt in the woods. Maybe it dragged him out of the trailer.
So they're saying the bear took him.
Yeah.
God damn.
Also missing a jar of honey.
The shirt was saturated in blood. So they arrived at the scene, said they found the body about 100 yards away from his trailer, which appeared to be covered in dirt and leaves. So I don't know if the bear went into the trailer or went in after the fact.
Like to know more about how the trailer normally was, if that it had dirt and leaves on it before the bear attack.
During the 911 call, the person said bears come in and out behind the camper every single day. So it's a bear.
Well, you
got to
get out of there then.
Well, no, it's normal at like campgrounds that bears will wander around at night.
Yeah, they look for picnic baskets.
The person on the line said there are freaking 40 bears out there. They come in and out every day, and now they just decide to kill a dog and take. Anyway, the officers.
Have you ever seen anything that large in any of your houses down there when you've moved around?
Let me tell you what I've seen down here. I have seen multiple gators, of course, that we have down here. I've seen a tremendous amount of bird life here. I have seen a video of a panther on one of the walkways.
That's creepy.
I have seen a bear down here. I've seen a bear here. I've seen a bear up north as well. Mm-hmm. And the other day, maybe just about a month ago, saw a bobcat. Bobcat was around, and it's
bobcat's
down here,
big enough to take out one of your dogs, isn't it?
Might
be a good fight.
The dogs now, Frankie, when the Chihuahuas arrived, probably not a fair fight there. But no, they are. Even with the development we have down here, there's still so much open space and the climate and all of that. I think that contributes to it.
Yeah, it's Florida because I see the same ones down
and
here.
And you get them up north. Josh is almost up in Georgia, he gets it, you know?
Would you like to see the news story about the bear loose in St. Augustine?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd love it.
Look at that.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Where a black bear is still on the run at this hour. Police have been chasing this bear throughout the morning. Now, we want to get out to our Claire Alfrey, who is standing by. She is live in St. Augustine right now.
She's not happy to be there.
When did the chase start exactly? I think this is so wild to see a bear just running through the streets of downtown St. Augustine.
Pretty picket fence.
Well, Keith, at around 6 a.m., the bear actually put its paws right here on this trash can and ran the rest all the way through all the shops here in downtown St. Augustine. It's grabbing the attention of so many people.
They've
coined him a new nickname. They're calling him Brother Bear as they keep on seeing all these videos circulate about him online.
It's very similar to Annapolis.
Last time we heard from police, they actually said that the bear has ran all the way through South Lincolnville, and he's in a secluded area.
There it is.
And in these videos, you can just see the black bear running downtown.
Yes.
And several people told First Coast News about how they even saw officers following, chasing the bear.
He looks small. He might be a baby boy.
Present downtown when shops open near the areas the bear visited.
He's cute.
Now, I don't know if he's that small.
Anthony saw the bear when he started his cleaning routine along St. George Street.
Okay, we get it.
Caught him off.
Ben Big though. I mean,
but here's the Rob. You got to get perspective. You don't know how big they are, and that reaction you said, you know, where he's like a dog and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what gets people in trouble.
People can pet it.
Yeah, they think they're cute. There was a guy. I looked at a video that a buddy of mine was showing me on his phone, taken by a neighbor, and you had this old guy that is maybe 20 feet away from the bear, just walking out there because, like, oh, look at the cute little bear. But I think this proves what they can
Him better on video than in person. We have around here, obviously, people are sardined in my neighborhood, but they left a few areas, like, uncleared where there's, like, trees and some bush and stuff. And
that's where the rats live, right?
Well, a lot of the rats live there. But
rats
we get
snakes.
We get deer all the time. I mean, like walking in front of our house because they've been smushed into this small area. And I wouldn't even mess with a deer. as let alone a bear.
Fine. Deer can come up.
What if they gore you?
You see that video of the guy that's got the deer food in his garage and like 50 of them come by every morning and get fed?
He's an
that's
idiot.
That's adorable. But he's covered with ticks. Absolutely covered with ticks. They are. You talk about vermin.
Oh,
deer. Deer can mess you up with the ticks. That's what can happen
why
with that.
I don't snuggle with them anymore.
Well, that's what Wild Kingdom Blink brings to the show. We appreciate you tuning in because we have the very latest Wild Kingdom stories every single day on the Mike O'Mara Show. If you're keeping track, Rob does not like raccoons.
Hate them.
Bears are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And deers have ticks. And not the kind you might think. It's just kind of like
nervous ticks.
Like a nervous tick. Oh, beware. All right, hold on a second.
Nervous.
As I always do. I am trying so many different things here because I'm fun.
You're
there
fun.
There it is. Yeah. I finally figured it out. Our show, I want to tell you about this because it arrived not yesterday, the day before, my bag of Charlie's Choice because I am a subscriber. Caffeine lovers. You know that little town we were just showing you with a wild, nasty viral bear that was running around.
Yeah.
That's St. Augustine. And that's where we get our coffee from, the Peacock Roastery. And it's the Screaming Peacock Roastery. Caffeine lovers, I bet you are almost out of your initial bag of Charlie's Choice coffee. Well, guess what? It's still a thing, and it's awesome. And you can reorder or subscribe for some more and do it right now. Don't just drink coffee. Experience it. We all know that you got to have coffee. So we want to give you the best. Have a nice, fresh cup of Charlie. Here's our new coffee jingle. Take it away,
Charlie's
Rob.
Charlie's Choice. Duh.
Isn't it nice?
Very nice.
Charlie's Choice. It's good to the last sip.
Money. Charlie's Choice is available in whole, bean, or fresh ground. Get a one-time order and save money with a subscription and get our exclusive Charlie's Choice blend delivered right to your door. It's the best and freshest coffee you can find. It's crafted in small batches and roasted to order in St. Augustine, where we were just showing
exactly.
you video.
Yeah.
Every bag fresh and full of flavor because great coffee should never be a gamble. Each package is marked with its roast date, so you know you're getting the freshest brew possible. So support small business and enjoy a cup of Charlie today as part of the perfect combination. Our coffee mugs and your TMOS coffee in the mugs. As part of the perfect combination, TMOS coffee and your TMOS coffee mug. That's the way it was written, and that's the way I should have read it while listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's heaven. Get yours. It continues. Get yours at the TMOS store at MikeOMaraShow.com. Start your day right with Charlie's Choice. Just play the jingle again, please.
Oh, you want to hear the jingle again?
Yes, thank
you.
Okay,
here we go.
Charlie's Choice.
The outcue is the bloop.
Charlie's Choice. It's good to the last sip.
There it is.
Bloop.
Bloop.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. All right, so there's been a lot going on the show today, and there's so many different things. We probably should talk about playoff hockey, but that's just what we like.
Yeah.
And for the Capitals, great game last night, but Capitals, wakey-wakey, eggs and bakey, all right? I'm starting to get Jimmy, being at Jimmy's house, got me into hockey on TV. I love the recap highlights that I get to watch in the morning. It's fabulous. I know Rob is a fan, and we all like our Washington Capitals. But playoff hockey, there was a game I had no skin in whatsoever with the Dallas Stars coming back and beating the Colorado Avalanche and coming from two goals down in the third period of a game seven. Nothing like it to watch that when the crowd's going out of their minds. As far as the Caps last night, they lost 1-0 in overtime. Very frustrating. The Capitals kind of sleepwalked through the game. I hope they can get better. We'll see what's happened. I want to hear, though, about Josh's magical massage because you teased that at the very beginning of the show.
Oh, there was no magic. So
can you tell me how the how Rob knew about it? And, I'm just curious how this all developed.
When I landed in Herndon,
I
decided I had some time to myself. So I said, well, I enjoy a massage. My back and neck is messed up from this flight. Let me see what's around here. And there are...
No.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
There were 20 options on Google Maps from within a mile of my hotel room.
Yeah, there's a lot of, how shall we say, spas in,
yes.
Oh, in yeah. Herndon?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's thick with them.
Right. Yeah, it is.
So I checked out websites. I checked out Yelp reviews to try to, and I drove past two to figure out which one looked less shady.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, there are also, like, what, Hand in Stone, that is a chain. Yes. Massage Envy, that yes. is a chain mm-hmm. as well.
But those are all overpriced.
Yeah. Okay.
Chains
oh, yes.
are overpriced.
Oh, dear.
So I asked my wife to take a look and pick one out.
Well, and that's said, good coverage. Yeah.
She said, well, you should try a Thai massage. I hear good things about Thai massages. Yeah,
okay. Thai goes to the runner, Mike. So, it's
is Thai
good.
Massage like a form of stretching, too, where they stretch you out
yes.
a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's what I read. And I was like, yes. okay, stretching sounds good. So I go there. Don't. It's definitely a small business, but it's in a medical like center.
Oh, so it's adjacent.
Hey, everybody, this is Reba McEntire.
It's adjacent to doctors?
Yes, it's doctors and like chiropractors and.
Well, doctors and chiropractors are very different.
Yeah, but they like to share the same rent. Yeah.
I understand they've got some good ones around.
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
So
I found the best massage places are convenient to vape shops.
Mm-hmm.
If
so
you
I
can
go
find
in,
one of those.
It looks like this, like a mother daughter shop. And,
look out.
The daughter works the desk and the old lady does the massages.
All right.
So
all right. Sounds legit now.
It seems,
about
it seems
how
legit.
Old
when I go
is the old, how old is the old lady, would you say?
30.
Over 70.
Over 70?
Over 70.
So wow. She's a longtime practitioner
like,
of the
like
art
she
form.
Learned in Thailand.
Wow. That's yeah. cool.
Yeah.
And the daughter speaks English. She not so much.
Oh, okay. Well, that's they're a good team. Then.
So that was fine. I was like,
how
okay.
is the place appointed well? Does it look
yes,
like a legit
it looks good.
Biz?
It looks good. It's clean.
If I can describe well. It looked like an older Wendy's with the newspaper, the classic newspaper wallpaper. Just it was very throwback. A lot of hardwood, brass, beautiful place.
Old Wendy's?
Don't you remember
I don't know
the
what that
Wendy's?
Means.
Used to have
I don't either. I'm totally confused.
Their wallpaper and their tables were all vintage newspapers. It was the
okay.
weirdest thing. So
where did you get that from the massage place, though?
You asked what it was like. I was trying to think of a place that it wouldn't be like.
Oh, and I get it.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay. Hold on. Wait a minute.
It was a brick.
I'm sorry.
It was a brick in the joke.
It was man. I
it was
don't
not.
Know.
It was not a brick in the joke.
It was a horrible.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, my
joke.
Friends. Thank you.
Yes. There they are.
It's always thank nice you. To see them.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So I go in. They say, go in this table, lay down, take off everything but your undergarments. Which first thought was how many creeps come in here.
Yeah.
That they got to warn people.
Do you wear, then, and you still wear the Mormon underwear, right? The
on
one
occasion.
Piece. Yeah.
On occasion. This was a good day.
All right. So the old lady tells you to do
so,
that.
No, she doesn't speak English.
Oh, the daughter does.
The daughter.
Yeah.
How old would you figure the daughter was?
Also
70.
30s?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did she look like she was she's had an easy life or a hard life? Does she look like she's really struggling?
Shut up.
She was fine.
Oh, okay, good.
Normal.
I have one question.
No issues.
When you walked in, did you think that the masseuse was going to be the young one?
No.
Okay.
It was very clear.
Very clear. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. I understand.
Yeah.
All right.
But there was no leaving. Once I stepped in that door, I was cornered.
Did you, if it had been easy to leave, would you have left?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think
good.
I decided it is time for a new experience.
I bet she was fantastic, right? I bet she loosened you up 100%.
So I lay down. She bends me in ways I haven't been bent.
See, because that's what I heard. Thai massage is actually a form of
which
yeah, they call it lazy man's yoga,
which was very painful. And then what she would do is bend me in a weird way and then climb on top of me and start walking around on me.
Oh, so it was
and
a walk on your
on
back
my spine.
Massage.
Yes, which was extremely painful.
Yeah. Do you
and
remember, Mike,
was,
Mr. Jefferson used to have to do that to Mr. Bentley when his back would be thrown out on the Jeffersons. And that's really the only place I've seen someone walk on someone else's back.
I think that it's about pain in a massage like that where they're stretching you out.
No, it's good.
It's good. It can be good, but I would always be freaked out that the pain would be something where, especially with the back, that something goes askew and you're permanently hurt by it.
And my bigger concern was, I am in so much pain, and if I flinch, I'm going to knock this old lady off of me.
Oh, yeah, my God, she's old.
She goes through the drop ceiling.
To the point that when I finally turned over, I checked the ceiling to see if there were handholds or anything, because I'm like, was nervous.
Some of them have like the bars that go over.
This did not.
So she just stood on your back.
She just stood on my back.
Was she little?
She was little.
Okay.
But,
all right.
And the other thing she did was acupressure, which is like acupuncture, except instead of needles, they just jam their thumbs into you.
And just in a single trigger point.
In the most painful spots ever.
And they knew? And I mean, did she intuitively know where you had back pain?
Yes, and then when she got to my shoulders and back, she said it was extremely tight and stressed.
I remember one time it happened to me, and she said it was a trigger point, and I said, that's not a trigger point.
Now,
when you say that the acupressure is where they take a thumb and press really hard into your most uncomfortable places, was it really the most uncomfortable place that the thumb was?
It was close enough.
Okay.
To the point that I do get monthly massages because of being a tall, thin guy.
A spinal surgeon told me one time, and he was a doctor that operated on people's backs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He said, weekly massage therapy is the best thing you can do for your back.
Yeah, so
really?
I do enough that's still a deep tissue, but I can normally fall asleep.
Right.
This was too painful for me to fall asleep. And it focused on areas that the other massages did not.
Yeah, like, for instance?
A whole lot of time with her hands and feet on my butt.
On your butt?
like
middle of the butt or lower back butt?
All of it. Oh.
So it gets into your like hamstrings and stuff like that?
No, upper.
Upper.
A little higher.
The rounded part.
Into the glutes.
Mike. Yeah.
Well, the glutes. She's working the glutes. Mm-hmm.
And then she would also, when she would work on my like leg, she would take the sheet and stick it between the cheeks and just shove it in there.
Like floss?
She'd fold the sheet back and shove it down.
Really? Really?
That that might be a slight variation on legality.
Yes. But she's doing she's doing it over shorts.
No. She's doing
That's true.
Yeah, I have boxers.
You're not naked.
No,
it's
I'm not
like
naked.
The sheet's going down where the bad place is.
No, but when doing my back, her fingers would slide into my underwear.
Sure.
Which I thought was made it creepier than when I would do a massage without
creepier
clothing.
Or better.
Yeah. When she looked at you, Josh, I know she couldn't speak English, but did her eyes sparkle when she saw you?
I can't tell you because I barely paid attention to her. And then
how long
was
the massage?
4 hours.
90 minutes.
90 minutes.
Oh, I couldn't stand that.
Oh,
it was great. It was painful, but it was great, and I was loose when I walked up. When I laid on my back, I was like, finally, I get to see, is she really walking on me, or how is she doing all this?
Right.
But first thing they do is cover your head.
Like cover your whole face?
Cover your face. So you see nothing during the entire, with a towel.
Wow. Yes.
Cover your face? That's weird. Have you ever seen that, Mike?
You know what? Let's skip to the end, though. I have to ask you.
Yes, as Josh said.
Then,
at the massage.
Did you feel better after you got off the table?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I felt a lot. I felt a lot better. I was sore the next day,
right?
But I did feel a lot better. Now I told you she worked really hard on my glutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Same when I turned over.
Oh.
What?
My hips and groin, each side. Not. Not the important part.
Not the good part. Not the happy part.
Right. But moving as close as possible on left and right.
Really?
I would imagine that.
Which was a new
one for
me.
Yeah, that could be a new sensation.
Let me ask you this. If a person was so inclined, the type of activity that she was engaged in on the front, could that have possibly resulted? I want to say this as delicately as I can.
I understand where you're
at. By the way, there was plenty of hearts on TikTok, please.
I think there was too much pain.
Too much pain to actually think of it as something erotic.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Right.
There was no eroticism. It was all pain.
None.
Wow.
And no. Well,
I'd hate it. I would hate that.
There was pain, and then there was uncomfortableness and wondering where's she going next.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I would probably do it again.
Because you thought at the end of the day that the therapy actually worked for you.
Yeah.
It did. Yes.
Have you ever had... I went to a resort one time, and speaking of trigger points and the thumb, the lady did this thing where in my right around my neck and then down by my L5 disc, she would just sit there. I thought it was lazy, where she'd sit there with a thumb, and it really wasn't even that much pressure. And I was face down, and I pictured like chewing gum and just going,
yeah.
But I guess it. But you got stretched out too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I would say that I started getting massages monthly a few years ago, and that's been life changing for me.
When, speaking of the conclave today, did you feel like after the massage was over, you had to go to confession?
No need for that.
All right, that's wonderful. That's
very good. Last question I have is, what's the name of this place again?
because Rob's still, he's living up there.
I believe it was, I'll send you the link. I think it's Thai Healing Hands.
That's happy great. Endings, Rob. Yeah. It's happy endings.
I love a massage that you know when it's over. That's what I like.
We will take a break.
And that's wash that sheet.
No, you added on. You didn't need to. You pig. You had to be a pig at the end. He can't help himself. Nope. That's the way it goes. But I'm glad that they straightened you all out, Josh. This portion of our program brought to you by Pesty. If bugs are even a minor problem in and around your house, you have to check out our next sponsor, Pesty. Spiders, ants, and other bugs are looking for somewhere to hang out. With Pesty's do-it-yourself pest control, you can make sure they don't choose your house. Pesty is on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. Other pest control companies charge over $800 per year, but with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment with a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs, from spiders and ants to roaches and even scorpions. The kit includes a sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide, gloves, and instructions, and you can complete your application in less than 10 minutes. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly, so you don't have to worry. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. And please remember, free gloves.
I'm wearing them now, Mike.
Really nice gloves at no additional charge. We glove you. Protect your home from bugs with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry.
Jerry time.
Top of the hour, Mike. One of my all-time faves.
This is the XM Nation.
60s on 6.
XM Radio. Another hour of music.
You've always told me, Mike, watch out for the Russians. You say they're the enemy.
Always been the enemy, always will be the enemy, Rob.
And in your own state, Mike, Florida, dripping with Russians, they stole
a yacht. You can't go 2 feet without bumping into a Russian.
They stole a yacht.
Theft in Martin County led to a water pursuit that ended with a Russian national in custody. The Martin County Sheriff's Office saying the man operating the yacht is now being questioned by Homeland Security. They say the 68-foot yacht was stolen off Blowing Rocks Marina around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Marine units, Jupiter Police, and FWC were able to track it near the Hope Sound Bridge. The pursuit lasted about an hour and a half.
Get your hands off me.
Our Marine deputies basically
Rob did some Speewell. Tactical.
I was going to say, it looks like AI me, doesn't it?
Maneuvering.
It's AI Rob.
And shoved that vessel up into the mangroves, grounding it so it could no longer try to escape from us.
Yeah, they steered it by getting on all sides of it into the intercoastal waterways, into a little gut off the side, and caught him in the mangroves.
I always thought if I was any kind of police officer, I would love to be a Marine police officer.
That would be pretty cool.
Tool around in a boat with a siren, and I love that.
And you could go up and you could say, "How many life preservers do you have?"
You know what?
Really? Fishing license.
What do you do? Bust a few drunks? But then again, if there are some bad guys like that Russian, you know.
He was probably looking for the Osceola brothers in the mangroves.
The Osceolas, very, very dangerous people.
Yes, Mike. Baseball is fun, and what's so great is when something unexpected happens, that throws you a curveball, so to speak. Like two ducks on the field. This is a Triple A minor league game.
Play to try and get those ducks, Mallard.
Yeah, and
out of here.
Well,
one of them's approached the entrance.
Also,
the
full credit to whoever's running stadium sound for playing the theme to DuckTales during this stop and play.
Circle.
Don't you wish you had John Madden's mama around the ballpark here.
We first spotted them. They were out in left field in fair play. And they have
Bill and Mary
taken a nice leisurely stroll.
We used to call the ducks in our neighborhood Bill and Mary.
All the way down to the natural dugout. Now they're heading back up towards.
Won't they just fly away if you run at them?
Probably, but I mean, what a great moment. And don't you wish you had John Madden for that moment?
The lady walks into a bar and has a duck on a leash and sits down next to this drunk guy who's on a bar stool.
Yes.
Drunk looks over and says, "Hey, lady, where did you get the dog?" Lady's really indignant, says to the guy, "Sorry, sir, that is not a dog. That's a duck." And the drunk says, I was talking to the duck. There you go. Thank you. If I'm going to do it to Rob, I got to do it to myself also. Yeah. You know, thank you. Yeah. I'm here all week, ladies and gentlemen. There you go.
And also, Mike, not to split hairs, the drunk doesn't say, "Hey, lady, where you get the dog?" He just says, "Where you get the dog?" Okay. Because if he says, "Hey, lady," it's like he's talking to the lady.
Oh. All right.
What if it was a lady duck?
It wasn't a lady duck. Mike.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Luke Bryan.
You've been a real help to me today. Thank you.
Well, you know someone would take
now
you to
gonna
task.
Now you're going to play a Luke Bryan clip?
Someone would take you to task if I didn't correct that.
I appreciate this. Yes, thank you.
Not Luke Bryan, Mike. Kanye had an interesting moment on British television where he just bailed on an interview.
And we'll have the top lawyers like a Johnny Cochran, Robert Kardashian level legal team, you know, looking at all of these contracts together. After that moment happens, then I will say, "I'm sorry."
Okay, if that's your position,
that's clear. Interview adjourned. Love you.
That's on Piers Morgan, that's a big show.
Our producer spotted that he was in Spain with his friend, Sneeko, and we invited both of them on for an interview. They very quickly agreed, and Sneeko spent several days talking about it. But they mucked us around. A significant expense, both in time and money, to me, my crew in Spain, and my
sniffy,
team here in London.
I'm getting you multi-tracks right now.
I apologize. I did play the wrong clip. Had the wrong time code. This is the current one.
Is that an old or young clip?
The old clip, that the clip you showed before was when he walked off in 2022.
It's idiotic.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess now he walked off again.
Yeah, he invited him back to...
Was that a recent interview?
This one's recent.
This is the one that's recent.
Hey, what are you talking about?
We have to admit, this is somewhat entertaining. You know, this is going to be laughed
who's
at
that,
by many people.
Who's that dick?
What's
that's like his assistant.
It's a mess. We got to go. We got to wrap things up, ladies and gentlemen. We really do. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Josh Schroeker and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.